Hello and welcome to She Makes News. It's Friday, May 10. I'm your host, Kimberly Finesse, and this is your weekly wrap-up for regional women in Australia. The most Instagrammable place in Australia this week has been Beef Week, taking place in Rockhampton, Queensland. Beef Week is a premier gathering that brings together the best minds in the beef industry from around Australia and the world. Emma Williams, founder of Acre Agency, travelled interstate to attend what she describes as Disneyland for farmers.
Beef Week is the mecca for beef producers. I've been calling it Farmers Disneyland all week, just without the rides. And it just attracts the most amazing cross-section of the industry, not just beef producers. That is why I'm here. I couldn't not be.
The program features 35 seminars and over 125 speakers delivered by 18 industry partners. It's the place for important conversations that will help shape the future of our beef industry.
The conversations have really been about how we start communicating and effectively talking with our urban counterparts. There's a lot of chats about sustainability, carbon, the environment, the pressures from government perspective, the amazing job that we do as producers. And we have been talking pretty well to each other over the course of the entire Beef Week. So now the conversation is, okay, well, how do we talk to the people in metropolitan areas? How do we connect with them? They're also decision makers making purchasing decisions and voting.
Emma said women are playing a significant role at Beef Week, actively participating in discussions on various topics.
We're not having any of those conversations about why they're not on the panels, why they're not speaking. I almost feel like it hasn't been a topic of conversation at all. It's just been a given. And I love that. I don't think that we need to be talking about the fact that for once, it's very measured, very balanced. If anything, the females have been punching above their weight in terms of the value that they're offering the panels and the speaking. And there's already been so many incredible headlines about some really landmark voices that have spoken to the right people in the right rooms this year. And a lot of them have been female voices.
Emma runs a full-service marketing and communication agency and was quick to notice the emerging trend at Beef 24, no free merch.
Cheap merch is out and I'm all for it, although I was coming in hot trying to find the merch that I loved, but you're just not seeing it. Nothing is free and being given away, which we're loving for the environment, but everybody's just gone quality and made it really reflective of their brand and their ethos and their values. So we're talking Yeti cups, we're talking Country Trucker caps, we're talking beautiful silk scarves, not your stereotypical merch suite. I think it's just all about relationships with the merch this time. I've realised across the whole of Beef Australia, people have intent and purpose being here. No one's wandering around and just picking up the normal merch rubbish that you would see. They're there for meaningful conversations and to actually interact with people that they've probably been talking to over the past 3 years, but never been in the same place at the same time. So the merch is almost like a value add for people that are already in their ecosystems, whether they're clients or not, they're stakeholders in some capacity. And that's what the merch is for this year and why they've gone higher value.
You'd be forgiven for thinking Beef Week is all about, well, beef. But in fact, fashion is a close second, with many posting daily outfit inspiration on Instagram. Emma says this year it's all about quality over fast fashion, with many women opting to support micro brands.
Oh my gosh, isn't it an event for fashion? It has been incredible. The ladies have just been beautiful. It is not all about jeans and boots, although there's some gorgeous shirts that are also going around, but we've got dresses, we've got sandals, we've got slides, and there is such a beautiful community of what I would call micro brands who are seen all over these ladies, and people are coming up to each other and asking, where's that from? Whose jewelry is that? Can I get a scarf like that here? It's so lovely to see, and it's definitely an event to be pulling out best frock. There's a lifestyle pavilion and there's a handful of amazing brands that are in there, from Arrowheart to Gundawini Cotton to some gorgeous jewellery and pearl brands. But so many of the brands I have never heard of, they are spectacular and they are being worn by so many of the ladies and the men around here. And it's just so good to see. I always jump in and go onto their socials and investigate, and they're all regionally based businesses, but you're just not seeing your stereotypical fast fashion brands, which I absolutely love. So it's been an incredible event for discovery on who's out there and what they've got to offer.
Beef Week is a week-long event held once every 3 years. So is Emma planning already for Beef 27?
see you in 3 years. There's so much opportunity. There's so much potential. There's so much excitement. We're a resilient bunch, but it has just been brilliant to be amongst incredible game changers over the course of the entire week. And I'll be the first to sign up for 3 years' time.
Pediatric emergency nurse and founder of Rhythm First Aid, Nicole Gleason, has partnered with Cotton On Kids on a first aid checklist. Nicole has produced a first aid checklist for expecting and new parents that can be found in Cotton On Kids stores globally.
So we were put in touch with Cotton On through a mutual friend, and Cotton On helped us celebrate our fifth birthday. And Cotton On Kids were relaunching their baby newborn organics range, and they wanted someone to come on board to help support that. So they reached out to us to create this first aid checklist as a really valuable resource to help parents. So it's this great checklist that's in store that parents can follow along to help reduce that overwhelm.
The first aid checklist covers everything you need to monitor your little one's temperature, treat minor scratches, and manage unexpected accidents in the home or on the go.
So the importance of this checklist is to help cut through the noise and provide a really succinct, clear, detailed checklist that you can follow to then know and have that peace of mind that you have everything that's required from a first aid perspective in your home. So as a new parent myself, I know that there is so much noise. It's such a heavily saturated place in terms of that newborn scene. And hopefully that this can provide some clarity. We know from people attending our infant and child first aid courses that parents often really overwhelmed with what should I include in a first aid kit? What should I do about this? And this is a really direct, clear resource that parents can use not only here in Australia, but around the globe as well, to help put their mind at ease and to help with that mental load.
Nicole is determined that your postcode should not define the level of first aid training or access to resources you receive. Since 2018, Rhythm First Aid has been providing families and businesses in rural and regional Victoria with first aid courses and supplies. Working as an emergency nurse in a trauma centre, Nicole has experienced firsthand the importance of well-developed first aid knowledge and skills that can potentially save a life.
Rhythm First Aid is a first aid company that was founded by myself 5 years ago. I'm a paediatric emergency nurse with a postgraduate degree in paediatrics. I work in a large tertiary paediatric emergency department, as well as a couple of other departments in the hospital. And I've seen firsthand the importance of having a well-stocked first aid kit. And I've seen in firsthand the difference between parents that have enacted great first aid in a timely manner and those that unfortunately haven't, and the difference between the child's outcomes, potentially, not always. And sometimes having that first aid knowledge and having those first aid physical resources is the difference between a really good outcome and a bad outcome.
As a small business in rural Victoria, Nicole says the partnership has increased their brand awareness and allowed them to spread valuable health information worldwide.
They are a global company, so we are thrilled that our checklist is in all of their Cotton On Kids stores globally as well. You can download the checklist online as well. And so the benefit for us as a really small business in rural Victoria is that we have increased brand awareness, and also this partnership is a prime example of how businesses and healthcare professionals and health businesses can come together to create something that's beneficial from a health perspective.
Nicole encourages other small businesses to seek out collaborations with big brands.
Just to put yourself out there, I think everyone, you know, is an expert in their own field and you have so much to offer. I think as a woman, sometimes that imposter syndrome creeps in and you just need to try and squash it down and think, no, I am an expert in my field and the information that I have is really important and is really helpful. And so these big brands that are looking for partnerships or collaborations, you know, you've got so much to offer them.
Now for some news headlines. In honour of International Nurses Day this Sunday, PEDS have released a mini podcast series to celebrate the many avenues of nursing. Co-founders and paediatric nurses Sarah Duncanson and Grace Larson sit down with five colleagues and talk about their nursing careers, what they love about their job, why they chose paediatrics, and lots more. The series provides some insight into the incredible career that nursing is. Listen to PEDS Small Talk on your favourite podcast app. The Young Farmer Business Program Conference is happening on May 16 and 17 in Armidale, New South Wales. a two-day networking event designed to equip young farmers with the essential tools needed to take their businesses to the next level. Attendees will hear from keynote speakers including Ned Brockman and Grace Brennan from Buy From The Bush. Have you ever wanted to start a podcast? Oak Magazine is hosting a webinar this Wednesday covering what you need to consider when starting a podcast, such as a name, hosting platform, equipment, and recording and editing options. The one-hour session is filled with top tips, resources, and a chance to ask all those questions. That's your weekly wrap-up for Regional Women. You'll find links in our show notes for anything that's been mentioned. If you'd like to hear your news, share it with us on Instagram at shemakesnews or via email shemakesnews@gmail.com. Now, if you love this episode and would like to support She Makes News, the best way you can do that is by leaving a review or sharing this with your friends and helping to share the weekly wrap-up for Regional Women in Australia.